Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I've got a wonderful show in store for you with an amazing guest, and we'll bring her on in just a moment. But first, of course, we have our blog post from a couple of years ago, just kind of taking these in order. And today's blog post is one that is very near and dear to my heart because it's all about community. And today's blog post is entitled Community, True Community Transcends Our Outward Appearances. Community is not monolithic. We do not all have to be the same to come together. What creates a community is something more than sameness, something more than appearance, more than a common belief. Community is formed by shared experience or shared energy. True community is about sharing our vulnerable hearts with each other. It is about the connection we feel when we are in each other's presence. The support and camaraderie that comes from sharing our pain and trauma with others is palpable. We feel seen, heard, acknowledged when we dive deep into our healing in a safe container. Perhaps we started as strangers when we started to do our work with others. Yet by the time we have gone through some process or experience with those strangers, they become something more. Not just strangers who have witnessed our agony. They are now closer to us than our closest friends. Sometimes even closer to us than our own family. Because the bond that forms when we support each other through our healing process is beyond our normal relationships. That shared experience connects us in ways beyond our understanding, beyond the physical, to that ineffable place where magic occurs. The magic that connects all of life together in a web of moving, growing, interrelated energies. It cannot be described in words alone. The experience of the depth of connection is something that can only be experienced to be understood. That is why true community is beyond reason or logic. For community has a life of its own. As each of its members grow and change, so does the whole community. And we learn not only to cry together, but to laugh and sing together as well. Each one of these experiences builds on the prior one. So tighter and tighter the community becomes. Then our community becomes something truly beautiful to behold, something that feeds our souls and nourishes our hearts. When that truly happens for us, we become more than we were before, more than individuals who are part of a community. We become members of a movement that can heal the world. So this blog post I wrote a couple of years ago after having facilitated one of the ceremonial events that my wife and I facilitate. And I guess I have such a palpable experience when I bring people together. And I've seen it so many times when people come and they don't know each other And everyone is a stranger to everyone else in the beginning of the ceremony. And then as people dive in and start to do their work, as people start to expose their pain and their trauma and release these energies that they've been holding on to their whole life, there's this point throughout the ceremony. You can never quite tell exactly where it is, but you can feel like there's this tipping point where suddenly it's not a group of strangers anymore. It's a group of people having a shared experience, a very powerful, very potent shared experience. And suddenly, they're not strangers to each other anymore. They can feel each other's pain. They hear each other's story and they're like, wow, like that's me too. I've felt that way too. I've felt not good enough. I've felt unvalued, unloved, disregarded by my family, by my parents, by my friends, by whomever, by my partner. I've felt the same way you feel. And that recognition, that moment where we realize we're not all alone in the world. There are other people out there who feel exactly the same way that we do. That suddenly these energies we've been carrying our whole life, they're not quite as heavy as they were before. That this very intimate moment where we connect with another human being in such a vulnerable way, it brings us to a place of true connection. And it doesn't matter if the person we're connecting to is of the same race, the same gender, the same ethnicity, even comes from the same country. It doesn't matter. Because we're all human and we all feel pain and anguish. And when we do that deep inner work to process these energies we've been holding on to our whole life, that brings us together in a shared humanity that, in my experience, nothing else quite does it. And I guess that's why I wrote this blog post, because this sense of community and seeing how after the ceremony, how people connect with each other and how people share things with each other that they don't even share with their closest friends, but they'll share with people in ceremony. It touches my heart so much. It makes living life in this crazy, chaotic world that we live in that much more meaningful, that much more enjoyable, that much more grounded and present to be with people when they're at their most vulnerable. So, if you do not have that kind of community in your life, I implore you, go out and find them. They are there somewhere. Find a group. Find some common thing that's important to you that you can share with other people and they want to share with you. Doesn't have to be ceremonial work. It can be a hiking group. It can be a running group. It can be a group therapy practice. It can be anything. It doesn't have to look like one thing. But find that group of people that you feel safe with, safe to be seen, safe to be yourself, safe to share what you've been afraid to share with others your whole life. And if you share it with them and they support you, then you found your community. And if they don't, then they're not your community. Find another group of people. Don't stop looking until you find the people that you connect with, who you get them and they get you on a deep, emotional, energetic, spiritual level, whatever that means to you. It doesn't have to look like one thing. It can look like anything. So that's what this blog post is all about. So again, the title of this blog is True Community Transcends Our Outward Experiences. And of course, you can always find my blog post every week on my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com, and of course on the station's website at talkradio.nyc/blog. And if you like my blog post, you know, I do have a book that has a whole bunch of good stuff in it called Everyday Awakening. So don't forget about that. All right. It is now my pleasure to welcome to the show Anya Seibert, purpose mentor, energetic guide, and founder of Human Empowerment for Reconnection and Transformation. Heart, hey? A certified HeartMath trainer and former corporate headhunter turned soul hunter, Anya bridges the worlds of business and spirit, guiding awakening leaders to align their purpose, energy, and work. Her approach blends strategy with soul, inviting us to step into coherence and lead from the heart. She explores the path of embodied leadership, where authenticity, presence, and self-awareness replace old models of control and performance. Through her work, Anya reminds us that transformation begins in the body and ripples outward into how we lead, collaborate, and create. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Anya.
Thank you very much, Sam. This, what you just read, was absolutely magical. I was kind of in trance when I was listening to you. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful and so needed. I really hope thousands and thousands and thousands of people will hear this because this is such an important message that you just provided. So thank you from the bottom of my heart as well.
Thank you, Anya. Thank you. Yes, please share the word. Go find the blog post on my websites and share them with your friends. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said, that it's so powerful when you meet a group of strangers, you know, you think that they're strangers and you're supporting each other on your healing journey. And because this awareness that we are all on a healing journey, that we are all in this together, can change everything.
Right,
Absolutely everything.
like life is a healing journey, isn't it?
Exactly. And it doesn't matter if it does end or not, you know, because it's all about the journey. It's not about the destination.
Right.
But when you really surround yourself with people who see the best of you know, who see the essence, not your past, not your, I don't know, like your, you know, patterns or something that you are stressing about, it's really, really powerful. So that's kind of 50% of, you know, all success.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to get into your background and give people a little bit of idea where you come from, you know, why am I having you on the show? But it is time to take our first break. So why don't we wait until after the break? And when we come back, let's dive into you know, what experiences you had, how you got to be doing what you're doing today, and what kind of is, you know, a little unique about your path, okay?
Okay, let's do it, of course.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media. And we'll be right back with my guest, Anya Siebert, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with mentor and guide, Anya Siebert. So, Anya, you're kind of a guide, a mentor, an energetic guide, mentor. You work with HeartMath, which is a wonderful organization. I actually had the co-founder of HeartMath on my show several years ago. But what got you onto your spiritual path? I mean, were you brought up in a spiritual household? Was it something that happened later in life?
Well, definitely I was not brought up in a spiritual household. I mean, we were kind of religious, you know, at the beginning, when I was like in elementary school, because I grew up in a countryside. So there was some tradition, you know, I was involved in some tradition and stuff, but what really happened, it's actually really funny because when I'm talking about this story, a lot of people are like, oh, that's a lot of zigzagging, you know, and I'm like, yeah, it's not linear. It was, you know, ups and down and here and there. But yeah, let's get back to, for example, 2005. So 2005 was the year that I was in England and I was selling books door to door as a summer job. So
what kind of book were you selling?
It was children's books and also
children's
for
books.
Like, children's books and for teenagers, like educational books.
Okay.
So the thing was, you know, there are like parts of this story. So first part of this story was that like before they send us out to the field, like, hey, now you go sell the books. They were taking us every morning into this warehouse where they were brainwashing us, you know, with sales scripts, with how, what we should say, what we should do. And, you know, like all these motivational speeches and sales speeches. It was like 8 hours per day. And after 1 week of doing that, everybody around me were, you know, really pumped up. Yeah, let's go out. Let's earn some money. And I was like, why nothing stayed, you know, stuck with me? Like nothing stayed with me. Like everything, all the scripted scenarios or whatever, like it was blank. And I was like, what should I do now? I have no idea what to do now. Like nothing stayed with me. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. And yeah, I did it. So I went outside, I don't know, a few days later, and I was knocking on my first door. I knocked on my first door. And that was the moment that I will probably never forget in my life, because when they opened the door, I remember it was a woman. So that was like 20 years ago, yeah. And I could feel every single emotion that she felt. So when she opened the door, like somebody's knocking on your door trying to sell you this book, and there is a variety, like a whole panel of emotions. And usually they're like, "Hey, I'm so happy to see you," but it's everything else. Yeah, so I felt everything, and I was really powerful, but I didn't really get it. I was like, "Oh, I'm so weak." I was like, "There's something wrong with me. Like, I need to try more. I need to try harder." Yeah, and I went to another door, and I was doing that for I don't know, a week or something, and it was really intense. I was exhausted when I was going back home at night, and it was really depressing. I think that was like the first time in my life that I actually like met depression, in a foreign country. I couldn't sell anything, but like all
Where
this
were you
emotion
born? You said England's a
in
foreign
Slovenia.
country.
Yeah,
Where?
in Slovenia. I'm from
Slovenia.
Slovenia. That's Slovenia. That's the only country in the world that has love in its name. I always say that. So yeah, after a week or two, like my body collapsed. Like I couldn't do it anymore. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not for this kind of stuff. I'm not cut out to do it. So but I stayed in England because I wanted to finish some stuff. So I distinctly remember one night when I was on my laptop. So that was probably like 2, 3 weeks later, or maybe a month later. I was on my laptop and I was editing MySpace profile. So you remember MySpace,
I
yeah?
remember
That was like
MySpace,
before Facebook. And yeah, there was this question, what should be your username? What should be your profile name? And I was, okay, I don't know. What should be my username? And this very, very clear voice came into my head. Anya, you are free spirit. Anya, you are free spirit. I was like, what does that even mean? But it sounds good. Let's be free spirit, yeah. So I put in Anya free spirit and everything, from that point on was like, okay, I'm free spirit. So when you start presenting yourself, in this virtual world with one nickname, it also, it's used everywhere then. So people started, calling me and they know me by the name Anya Free Spirit. But it was just a game, yeah. It was just like a pretending. But then, of course, I didn't know that was actually one of the pivotal points in my life, because when I got back to Slovenia afterwards and I graduated, and I got a job, blah, 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 I started in sales and marketing. And then eventually I ended up in recruitment, in headhunting business. And that was in 2017. So there was also one moment I became really curious. Something was like awakening in me. It's like I was asking myself about the purpose, and I was led to this past life regression experience.
Okay, wait, let me ask you a question first. So over this time between like 2007 and 2017, were you still having experiences? Were you still feeling
So
people's emotions, or you just shut it
I
down
mean
and it was
I shut it yeah I shut it down. I like
okay.
I wasn't really, that was the time that we were partying a lot. Like my focus was completely different, and I wasn't really thinking about my emotions. Yeah, when I was hurt, I was badly hurt. Like it was really, really excruciating pain every time when I hit the obstacle in my life or something, because everything was so amplified. Now I understand. Back then I didn't. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I just have to work on my resilience. But yeah, like when I had this past life regression experience in 2017, after that, first of all, like you get massive clarity. And after that, it was like 14, like 2 weeks later or something, like everything started collapsing. Like it was, like a blank space. I was like, okay, I have no idea what is going on. And one of the things that activated in me was that not only did I felt emotions, but I felt energy, you know, like, and also thoughts in a way. So when I was in recruitment industry and I saw when people were pushed together, you know, like when there were like companies and people who were looking for jobs and I was attending job interviews and they were pretending, they were lying to each other. And I could see that. I could feel that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
right.
It was very difficult for me because I was earning money, you know, doing that. And I was like, I cannot do that anymore. So, and there were like other stuff also happening, but then I resigned. And yeah, then in between after that, I got another job and I was fired, and then another job and I was fired because of Corona. The last one was actually again in recruitment. But then after pandemic started in 2020, so I started my own company. I was in deep black abyss by then already because my personal life started falling apart, my relationship. I'm also a mom. I have 11-year-old son. So it was pretty challenging. And also, you know, my relationship with my parents was not really okay back then. Like, so I think completely alone. So I always say, when you're in this black abyss and you have nobody, I mean, you have, you know, invisible beings around you, but I didn't know back then, I didn't know that, but you have yourself. So I really got in contact. I really got in touch with myself because, I let emotions out. Like, you know, even though that means, I don't know, that meant like 2 weeks in a dark room, like doing nothing, absolutely nothing. So these were like really small incremental steps. When I started my business, I also, because of my energetic state, I also attracted very challenging personalities, you know, in my business. And today I say, I thought that they were mentors, but they were actually tormentors. And today I can say they were like biggest gifts ever, you know, but they really, they really taught me a lot. So fast
during
forward,
during this time, did you develop any kind of a daily practice? Like, did you meditate? Did you go out for walks or anything, or really you were just in the experience?
Back then, oh my gosh. I mean, I was just like day by day or like moment to moment, you know, like, okay, I have to do this because of my son. Yeah.
Right.
Of course I was trying. My focus was, okay, I have to do this.
Right.
So I have to was all the time present in my life.
Gotcha.
So there was a lot of pressure, you know, but still it's like, I have to. And I started feeling better because I was only talking to myself. Like, if you have no one to talk to and you are talking to yourself, it's like, yeah, you feel kind of schizophrenic in a way, but you know, it's really healing. And then when I kind of recalibrated this frequency, then information and people, you know, started entering my life that they really supported me with my healing journey, and also psychedelics. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. So you said information and people started coming in. What started happening first? Like, what was the first couple of things that kind of made it that you started to feel supported?
Okay. So at that time, I was also focusing on helping people who were looking for some kind of support when they were transitioning careers. But I was helping them on an energetic level because, you know, that was kind of my skill. That was kind of a super skill. So I got a lot of confirmation, you know, like people were satisfied with what I was doing. So basically also my confidence, you know, like my self-esteem got bigger. And I was kind of, I was kind of feeding myself from that energy. And but back then I was still a people pleaser, huge people pleaser. So I was learning by doing, and I would say, yeah, like journaling, meditation. I started with transcendental meditation, and also, like when you start meditating, and I closed my eyes, and there was this massive noise in my head. I was like, I don't know how to meditate. But I did it like every day for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes. I know that I had like this notification or alarms on my phone, like, okay, 1 minute meditation. After 1 minute, ding, okay, you did
Yeah.
it. So that was kind of the beginning of my journey. Yeah. I would say meditation.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. All right, let's just take a pause for a moment. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about now from that turning point, and then how did things develop, and how did things grow from there, okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back with our guest, Anja Siebert, in just a moment.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever wondered what truly lies beneath the calm? I'm Jacinta Yang. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Radio NYC as we explore healing, self-discovery, and a space where science meets spirits to help you find peace in a busy world. Take a deep breath and tune in to Beneath the Calm, where every conversation guides you back to the calm within.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Anja, you reached this turning point. You started working with people. You started meditating. Things started to improve. Then, how were you able to sort of deal with, or did that your empathic abilities start coming back pretty quickly? And how did you use that? And how did it help you to move forward?
Yes, and also what I would like to emphasize is it wasn't really improving exponentially, because there were ups and downs, and I think that the biggest value of everything were all the people that they were coming into my life, and I had to deal with emotions. So a lot of betrayal, a lot of liar. I mean, I'm not gonna say liars, they're judging anyone, but like in terms of words that we are using, now I know, it's completely different perspective now. But yeah, like I felt betrayed, I felt lied to, I felt alone, I felt manipulated. And when you are really faced with this kind of emotions, you're like, okay, and it was repeating, the circle was repeating. There were people coming in and leaving, but new ones were coming, and maybe in a different way, but emotions were the same. So I was kind of digging into that. So like, why is this happening? I don't want to feel like this. This is horrible. Like, why? What is happening? And and then I came across heart math, which was really, really powerful. It really changed a lot for me. And also the awareness that everything what I was feeling, it wasn't mine.
Ah, okay. So
So,
you started to learn about the how you were picking up on things from other people, and you think it's what you're feeling, but it's really feelings come energies coming from other people.
Exactly. And not only energies, also thoughts sometimes, or like I would say, this energetic state. Just like if they are lying when they are saying something, that's why it was also really difficult for me when I was working with people that I trusted. And I saw, like, even if they didn't say anything, I saw, that they were not what they were
Not,
showing.
yeah, not being honest about stuff.
Not being honest. And I was, oh my God, so many times I was in a situation in my life, especially, in my business, where my integrity was really, tested. It's like, hey, are you really so, I say, like, not honest, but loyal to yourself, or are you gonna sell your soul for money, or, for anything? Like, are you gonna do something, that it's gonna be easier for you? And I really, all the time, I chose myself, my soul, my integrity, because every time when I even thought about doing something else, I felt physical pain. I felt physical pain. I still do. Like, if I do something and I don't do it now because I know, but I feel physical pain if I, go against my soul, my integrity, my values.
I'm curious. You mentioned how you also worked with plant medicine and psychedelics at the time. For someone who's sensitive like you, was that like too much? Did that help you with dealing with energies? Like, what was that experience like for you?
Interesting question. So first psychedelic journey that I had was with MDMA. And MDMA is like really elevated happiness and like this positive emotions. So of course, I mean, that was amazing. That was amazing at first, but then I mean, when you start digging, in your subconscious and a lot of stuff comes up, like you have to deal with them. You can, it's like a can of worms or like Pandora's box. When it's open, it's open. So you have to deal with it. So I was digging really, 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 really deep. So also on MDMA journeys, I had, I don't know, in like last 2 years or something, it was like 10 of them. So it was also really, I mean, I'm not gonna say negative, but powerful, just not this like really positive emotions,
Right,
because it was also
challenging.
challenging. That's the word. Exactly. But yes, like all my life, now I know all the insights that I have. So I'm a in essence, I'm a galactic being. I learned that also on my journeys. And I'm very much connected to, to the source and to this galactic energy. And grounding was always very challenging for me. So on every psychedelic journey that I had, I really had to be careful, because I can shift. I can shift awareness. I mean, this alternate state of consciousness, I can reach very, very fast. Also now through meditation or like just connecting to my heart. So yes, like being an empath, like until you learn what is yours and what is not yours, it can be really challenging. So it's good that you have really good connection with yourself before you take that step.
And my blog post that talked about community. Did you find a community of people to help support you? Did you find others that could help you with the grounding, with the integration, with taking these experiences and what you're experiencing in daily life and finding ways to support yourself with it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what they say, like when you're ready, teachers appear. In terms of information, or it can be virtual, it can be, I don't know, like multidimensional, it can be a human being. But I also came across Human Design. And back then, Human Design really helped me with the awareness. So, that I am a generator. I am, for example, 3-5, so that means a life experimenter and this heretic that is here to bring new system, into the world. So like all that awareness really expanded everything, you know, like my consciousness. And you don't know what you don't know, but when you know, you can do something about it. So that started, I think it was like a wave of, you know, all like new insights, which was really, really fast and a lot in me. Because when I start something, I go all in. And sometimes people are like, Anya, are you sure? Like, you can handle this? You know, like how are you feeling? What's the integration like? And it was intense. But now I know myself, so I know where, you know, where's my limit, or what is okay for me, what is not. But yeah, it's interesting.
Did all these experiences and all this work also affect your business? Like, how did you deal with your business in the process of doing all this deep internal work?
Another good question. Actually, last year and a half, I wasn't really focusing on my business because I couldn't. Because I was really, really focusing on my own journey, on basically not really on, I mean, okay, on healing, but healing journey is infinite. But it's more that I am satisfied, that I'm happy, that I have this, you know, in inner fulfillment, even if my business is not super successful, even if I live in a small apartment, even if I don't have everything, you know, what my heart's desire, but I really learn how to live in present moment. And that helped me now, because I'm, you know, going back into business, and I also made some changes in my business, also in energetic state. I changed the name. I also, you know, like registered in different countries, so to open myself to this global field. And yeah, a lot of awareness came. I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to do that, but I just did it. It's like, I'm willing to try out, even if I don't have a clue, you know, how it's going to work out. I'm just, surrendering. And I really developed this high trust.
It sounds like, it sounds like
everything's going to be okay.
A lot of trust in sort of the process that you're going through, and trust that things will work out one way or another. But I imagine, you know, especially you have a child, you know, the family relationships, friends. How did the people around you respond or react to all these changes and all these things you're going through? Because you can't hide it, right? I mean, it's you start making these massive shifts, people are going to notice. How did the people around you respond to all this?
Well, everything changed. A lot of people left my life because it's like we were not aligned, or just like, you know, the phone conversation just stopped, or people come and go. And for a lot of people, I was too much. I still am, probably. But when everybody else, you know, they go, like, they make space for new people. So now I'm, oh my God, like, seriously, I'm surrounded with, I'm not going to say hundreds, but thousands, thousands of people around the world. And they really know who I am, and they are supporting me, and I support them. And it's absolutely incredible. And I never felt more fulfilled in my life. You know, like, I don't feel lonely. I don't feel alone, because, and it's not just because, you know, now it's like virtual, and you know, you can, you know, like, you can just pick up the phone and talk to somebody or whatever. But it's this feeling that we are all connected, like, all the time, 24 hours per day. So this is the awareness that I got from everything, because a lot of people know they couldn't, let me say, they couldn't handle it, but they didn't understand, and they didn't want to understand, they didn't want to accept me for who I am. So it's like, you know what, I wish you a beautiful life, but it's okay, I am who I am, take it or leave it.
Right. So it's like you've reached that place of sort of inner acceptance of yourself, so then you didn't need other people's acceptance, so that you were grounded in enough in your own being that it didn't matter if other people could deal with it or not, and you were still comfortable being yourself.
Exactly. So when I kind of overcame that pattern, you know, I'm not enough. And when I stopped being a people pleaser, a lot of things changed. So
yeah,
that
wonderful.
was kind of, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we got to take one more break. And then when we come back, I'd love to hear about sort of where you see things moving forward and sort of how your life can be a lesson for our audience of, you know, what can they do to develop the kind of trust that you've developed and that self-acceptance and what can we do along the path to support ourselves in the process. Okay.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back with our guest, Anya Siebert, in just a moment to wrap things up. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Anya Siebert from Slovenia, the country whose name has the word love in it. So with all that you've been through, with all that you've experienced, with all that you've had to face, you know, what would you say to other people out there who are sensitive, who are empathic, who are having challenges, you know, kind of dealing with day-to-day life? Like, how do you keep moving forward and keep your sense of self in the middle of all the change that's going on?
Yeah, first of all, I would really like to raise this awareness that it's okay. It's okay if you don't feel good. It's okay if you're not okay. Yeah. And also, everybody, each and every one of us is making decisions on the level of awareness we are. So we are choosing and, you know, like we are making decisions based on what we think it's the best for us in that moment. Mm-hmm. But then when we expand our awareness, when we learn what maybe we haven't knew before, it can change. So what I would say is, first of all, rest and give yourself a break, because we have been doing also until today, we have been doing enormous amount of work that you are not even conscious about.
Yeah.
You know, your nervous system, your heart, your body, like what is going on, like in your soul, what was going on, you know, even before you came here. So all have to be aware of that we are magnificent. We are absolutely incredible. I call it beautiful badass souls, because we are beautiful badass souls. We are the most badass souls in the universe, because we decided We decided to come down here. We decided to incarnate here in this time and participate in this global, absolutely incredible mission of raising collective consciousness and breaking generational traumas, which is not easy. And when you are aware of that, that everything, what is going on in your life at the moment, it has a purpose. I know it's difficult. It can be difficult. It can be lonely, but you are not alone and you are not in the end. You are not at the end. Community is very important. And at the moment, souls all around the world are finding each other. So when you open your heart and you just say, I just want to meet my soul family, I really believe that there are people who are looking for me just as much as I'm looking for them. Yeah. And that is enough. The intention is already enough. And miracles can really start happening in this way.
Yeah. And sometimes your community and your soul family are not where you are physically. They could be online around the world. I mean, now we're so interconnected energetically and online that, you know, you can find community anywhere almost.
Absolutely. And also, you know, my journey now, when I look back, like, okay, I lost, you know, a lot of people like, okay, you lost 2 years of your business. Like what were you doing? I cannot even explain how powerful and how many incredible things happened during this time, like in the background. You know, when I started attending also like online events and meeting all these amazing people, and when exponentially, like when I really started building the resilience and this self-love, especially connection to my heart, I think this is the foundation of everything. So like, you know, connecting to your heart and like really opening your heart and not judging people, because like when you judge people, you judge yourself and then you even suffer, you know, more. Like a lot of incredible things started happening in my life. I started getting a lot of gifts, you know, and invitations, and it has nothing to do with business, because I know that I'm also here to disrupt business world. But the business that we are building now, that I'm building now, Human Empowerment Agency for Reconnection and Transformation, I see this as a global network of organizations that they are here to support people who are awakening, but, you know, like they are dealing with career changes, they are in business world. So it's like a bridge between the spiritual world, you know, and like very material, very, I would say, business-oriented world.
Grounded,
exactly. So Human Empowerment Agency for Reconnection and Transformation is something that I came up. And you know, I'm pretty sure that there are people around the world that got the same insight. So it's like, let's just find each other, you know, let's do this. This is amazing. I have the vision. And also to empower and to guide this highly sensitive leaders, because I am a highly sensitive leader and I learned how to self-regulate my emotions. And that's really powerful. Like it starts there, you know, like with your reactions, because your perception and your reaction, they create your reality. So.
Absolutely. I'm curious. You've done so much work. You've come such a long way. Are there still things that trigger you?
No, I'm not going to say no. Of course they are. I mean, sometimes, you know, like the biggest teacher is my son. 11-year-old son. It's like, oh my God, it's constantly. Yeah, but I'm a mom, of course, and I have this awareness, you know, and I see my son. I see my son, how talented he is, you know, how amazing he is, how beautiful he is. But again, you know, like he needs to go to school, and he needs to deal with all this, you know, homework and stuff. So you see, like they're still juggling around. So if that's not done, of course it triggers me, even though I know that he's a starseed child and, you know, he's he has completely different awareness. But also, okay, there's another thing that I would like to share. So what was really powerful and valuable for me when I started embracing parts of myself. So also parts of myself that aren't, you know, only light and love and roses and sunshine. And one really powerful exercise that I am actually doing on a, you know, regular basis is, okay, what is triggering? Okay, so what am I afraid of? Okay, this situation. And I take a piece of paper and I write down like the worst case scenario that can happen. So, and I put it, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay if I end up homeless. It's okay if I end up broke. It's okay if I will da da da. And people think like, okay, if you're doing that, you're probably gonna call in all these negative things. No, it's not like that. Because I'm facing them with love, compassion, you know, this high awareness. And that really helped me because it like neutralized, like alchemized a lot of negative emotions in my soul, in my nervous system.
It's interesting. There's a kind of energy work that I do that's all about balancing people out for the extremes. And that's kind of what I do is energetically like balance out. It's okay for it to be all the way on one side. It's okay for it to be all the way on the other side. You know, it's okay to be rich. It's okay to be poor. It's okay to be strong. It's okay to be weak. And just going through that helps to balance and center the person. And then whatever symptoms or challenges they were dealing with just kind of fall away. Because when we're centered and neutral and we're okay with what any possibility that could happen, then we're more at peace and then things don't stick to us, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Anya, I could talk with you for hours. Unfortunately, our time is coming to a close. If people want to learn more about your work, they want to engage with you, how would they reach out to you? How would they find you online?
Well, I would definitely invite them to my new community on School. It's Beautiful Badass Souls. It's amazing. You know, people are already joining and we're having a lot of fun. So we are on this healing journey together, but with a lot of humor, a lot of this, I would say, positive energy, a lot of laughter. So, you know, it's like a balancing out everything that we are dealing with. Also LinkedIn. So Anya Gibert, you can find me on LinkedIn and rebelsrising.net. So is it like a landing page with what I'm doing? So, but yeah, I'm available and they can reach out in every other channel, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Wonderful. So, wonderful. Okay. So rebelsrising.net.
Yeah.
Okay,
or freespirithc.com. Yeah. Freespirithc.com is for companies mostly, but yeah.
Okay. Got it. We'll just make sure it's in the show notes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anya, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show. It's been a pleasure having you. I feel we're so in alignment. I really wish you the best and I would love to keep in touch. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Thank you, Magic Sam. It was a pleasure. And we will keep in touch anyway. So thank you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. So please spread the word. Let your friends, family members, colleagues know about the show. If you enjoyed this interview, please don't keep us a secret. And don't forget, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and all over social media on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch. Anywhere where you consume social media, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.